Charlottesville area resident John Grisham has written more than 40 novels, but in 2012 he published a work of nonfiction, The Innocent Man, Murder and Injustice in a Small Town. It's now the basis for a series on Netflix.
You're giving a statement of your own free will. Did she beg y'all not to hurt her?
She was hollering for help and telling us to stop.
If I wrote The Innocent Man as a novel, folks probably wouldn't believe it. In small towns like Ada, the prosecutors and the police were under enormous pressure to solve two sensational murders.
Grisham knows Ada, Oklahoma isn't the only place these things happen, and he's now lending his name to a Virginia case involving Jens Søring, a former honors student at the University of Virginia who got involved with an older student from Bedford County, a woman who made no secret of wishing her parents dead. Søring initially confessed to killing them, but later insisted he had done so only to protect his girlfriend from execution. No forensic evidence puts Søring at the scene of the crime, but DNA now identifies two other men who might still be at large. That worries Jason Flom, a founding board member with the Innocence Project.
When we've been able to identify the actual perpetrator, which we very often do with DNA, we find that that person has gone on to commit other heinous crimes.
Flom is a legendary music promoter, having discovered many big-name bands and solo artists.
From Katy Perry to Kid Rock, from Lord to Matchbox 20, Stone Temple Pilots.
A few years back, he discovered Jens Søring and decided to help him too.
The story itself is so compelling. It's such a crazy human drama. I think, too, I was struck by the evidence of his innocence and the fact that he is such an extraordinary human.
A model prisoner, Søring has written 10 books behind bars and worked tirelessly to prove his innocence. He's also survived a roller coaster of emotions each time he thought he might be freed.
He was actually granted relief by Governor Kane, and then as he was literally packing his bags to leave prison, the new governor takes office, McDonnell, and within 72 hours of the time that he was granted relief, it was reversed. What kind of cruel fate is that?
So Flom features Søring in an episode of his podcast, Wrongful Conviction, which appears on the iTunes homepage today. He speaks with John Grisham and with Albemarle County Sheriff Chip Harding, who spent more than 200 hours reviewing the Søring case and concluded the man could not be convicted if he were tried today. Søring also caught the attention of Amanda Knox, the American woman wrongfully convicted of murder by an Italian court. She, too, has a podcast and will be reporting on the Søring case. And earlier this year, actor Martin Sheen sent a letter to the editor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch in which he called on Virginia to set Søring free. Flom hopes all this attention will help one man who may be innocent, but he also hopes to educate the public about estimates that 4 to 10% of people imprisoned in this country are not guilty.
And talking about the causes of his wrongful conviction, people, when they serve on juries, I hope that they'll take into consideration how these things happen.
And he hopes for more support of public defenders, the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project, and similar programs at the University of Virginia, the University of Richmond, and a newly created project at Liberty University. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.